Hey, Jacqueline here. Before I tell you what number episode of Go To Gal this is and that I'm always your host, yada yada, I wanted to let you know about something really amazing and exciting. Selena has put together this really inspiring yet also actionable video series all about how to really go after these bigger opportunities that position you as that go-to expert. I'm going through this training series myself right now, and I've just been really inspired. I feel really called to go bigger. And the more I see that for myself, the more I see that for you. So I plan on joining Impacting Millions this year. And maybe you want to join too, and you'll come along with me and see if you can get reconnected with your why and start thinking bigger and seeing opportunities that may be available for you now that you didn't realize. Go to JacquelineMalone.com/Selena. That's going to give you access to that free training series from Selena. And that is also going to give you her publicity calendar and a list of over 200 media outlets that you can pitch for more visibility for your business. And spoiler alert, Go-To Gal is on there. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, let's get to this episode. Welcome to Go-To Gal, episode number 166. This is a bonus episode for you today, but I'm still giving it an episode number, and I'm super excited to be sharing some things with you and to have the tables turned a little bit today. So we have a guest today, but she's probably more of a guest host. So today I'm joined by my friend and team member, Lisa Benavidez. Now, Lisa has her own business and podcast and is brilliant at the operations side of running programs. She has been instrumental to me and my team and Farnoosh and I together in terms of how she's helped us with our programs and managing multiple programs at the same time and all the things. Now, today, though, Lisa is interviewing me. So I think I admitted this to you on a previous episode with my friend Phil, but I don't know. I love doing solo episodes for this podcast when I'm in the right frame of mind, but sometimes there's not a lot of free hours in the day and my head is just not clear enough to have a coherent monologue for you. However, when I show up to my group coaching calls or my client calls or podcast interviews, I don't have to have that perfectly clear frame of mind. I can just talk. And that comes naturally to me in whatever you want to call that. Now, maybe it's not my best always, but hey, it just always goes. For whatever the reason, responding, and those of you who are into human design, yes, I am a generator, so maybe it is me that is designed to respond. But for whatever it is, responding is so much easier to me than carrying that all myself. Now, if you've listened to my solos, you know that I can get into that flow and I have a lot of fun with it. But sometimes it's hard to find that time and energetically get my mind in that right space. So that said, there was so much that I want to share with you about how media and visibility and just thinking bigger has impacted my business and led to things that I never could have predicted. And I've been having some of those conversations with people in my life and people on my team. And that naturally came up with Lisa. And Lisa had so many amazing questions. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe you can interview me on my own podcast. Is that weird? I don't really care. Let's do it. Thankfully, she said yes, and she's incredible. And I'm so glad that we did the conversation this way because Lisa was able to, by sharing her own thoughts and ideas and what stood out to her and questions she's had and struggles she's had, it pulled things out of me that I don't know if that would have happened. I know it wouldn't have happened if it was just me talking to myself. So I'm so grateful for her having this conversation and taking over the reins as host here at Go-To Gal for today. So yeah, today, how do I say it? So normally I say, as always, I'm your host, but today it's not as always. I'm not your host. I don't know. It's awkward. But today I'm not your host. Today Lisa's your host and it's not going to be as always. But maybe I think I'm going to have her back if she'll come back because this was a lot of fun. That said, it was also, we covered a lot and I'm excited for you to hear some of these stories that I haven't had a chance to share on the podcast yet and connect some dots that I'm such a verbal processor that even just through talking to Lisa today, I like, oh, okay. Like I hadn't even connected some of these dots. So it got me really excited too about thinking bigger for myself and for you. So that said, let's dive right on into it. This is Lisa and I talking about my experience and journey with media, publicity, visibility, mindset, all of the things. Let's dive in.
Lisa, thank you for taking the time to interview me on my own show here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is going to be awesome, and I can't wait myself. So thank you for asking me to do this.
Oh, the tables have turned. Yeah,
totally. So before we get into the nitty gritty, one thing that I really want to know is how you look at what publicity and media, what it actually is, because I feel like there's so many various definitions of it and different even platforms, so to speak. So how would you tell somebody what publicity actually is?
That is a really good question. And I don't have like a Webster's dictionary definition for you. what I will say is the way I think of it is bigger than just publicity or media. In fact, if we go to my authority armor framework, that 5-part framework that I have for everything it takes to build authority, I put media and all of these things that go with it in the O category and the other people's platforms category. Mm-hmm. So as we're building our brand and our audience, and I'll quickly just run through the authority armor framework in case you haven't heard it before, you, Lisa, or anyone listening, right? But if you haven't heard it before, it is the A stands for your authority brand. The first R stands for the right offer in front of the right audience. Then you have M, which is for mindset, having that authority mindset. The O is for other people's platforms. And that's what we're talking about today. And then the last R is relationships. Mm-hmm. So all of those work together in terms of building that snowball of authority. So when I think of media and publicity, I really think of what are you doing that is outside of your own brand and business? How are you partnering with other brands, other publications, news outlets, the media, all of these things to get your message out there in a bigger way? How are you collaborating with other people who have a similar audience to you, who are talking to that audience that your message is going to resonate with? And it's a shortcut at a certain point, but it's also this amplifier of your message that is something that you can do early on in your business, later on in your business, all the time. It's, you know, I think that other people's platforms element should always be somewhere in your strategy. And I know it is for me.
Yeah, so good. I love that. And that's so clear to me because I think I kind of go back to feeling like it's only TV appearances or things like that. But we have so many opportunities in this online space, especially to utilize other people's platforms and not only enhance what they're sharing with their audience, but then getting your message across to more people. That's huge.
Exactly. And I'll just give some really clear examples in case someone's like, okay, like I kind of get it, but like, what are you actually talking about here? So this is, yes, it can be a TV appearance. It can be a web show. It can be a newspaper. It could be an online publication. It could be a blog in your niche. It can be a big blog. It could be a small blog. It could be doing an Instagram live with a leader in your industry. Oh. It could be a podcast. It can be being a guest expert in a mastermind or speaking in a Facebook group. So all of these things fall into that category of other people's platforms, right? Someone else, whether it's an individual, whether it's a big brand, or whether it's a gigantic media publication that's been around for hundreds of years, someone else has a platform and you're partnering with them in some way to get in front of their audience.
So good to know. I feel like huge light bulb moment because I have had these opportunities. I'm sure so many of us had and not even realized it because we thought it wasn't big enough or whatever enough. But there are so many, like I said, so many opportunities.
Ooh, okay. Now I just had a light bulb go off. So this okay. is why I love this. Oh, so I will say when it comes to mindset and with my own mindset, when I was thinking, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready for media yet. I need to just like head down, hustle, and I need to get to a certain place before I'm media worthy or anyone's going to want to do these things. And I think when I had that light bulb moment of this is what I'm making media out to be, and this is what it actually is, and this is who it's available for, and it can be available for me now. When I started putting those pieces together, I started remembering all of these times that I had had some type of exposure in the media, whether it was in my business or long before. And I have a funny story I'll tell you from long before. And the interesting thing about this was, is what it allowed me to do is by remembering all these things, just like you're like, oh, okay, so like I've already kind of done this and I didn't even realize it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is when we start to think like this and realize that, we start to take this idea of media and publicity off of a pedestal, that it's always only available to these, and it's like up on this pedestal, it's out of reach, literally, in our minds, right? And when we realize that we've already had some type of experience with it, we're able to relate to it in a different way and dismantle it. And by taking it off of that pedestal, it's now available to us. So that is a huge mindset shift, not just of a, oh, okay, like I know what it is now, but also in this mindset of, yeah, like this is available for me and you can relate to it because you know it is because you have that experience. Maybe you've done a live in someone else's Facebook group before, been a guest expert speaker before, been on a podcast before. Those all count. So hopefully that opens up everyone's mind to like, oh, okay, like that's how I can start thinking of this in a different way.
Totally. I love that. So kind of going more into what things we think we need in place. One of the other things that comes up a lot are these objections, like you were talking about, like when I get my business to a certain point, then I can start doing this. But it kind of sounds like it's a good thing to start doing from the get-go and fine-tuning it as you go. But one thing that I've always stayed stuck with, or I feel like I've had, okay, again, I'm already being taught something different, so I'm going to shift that mindset. But in the past, I've always felt like I had to have some rags to riches type story in order to get into these opportunities and have publicity happen for me in a way to inspire other people so that they heard my story. And then it's like, oh, wow, let's go follow her. And you're telling me right now that that's not even what's needed.
No. And I, like you saying this, I feel like I'm like, that was me. Like I had this, I had, you're taking the words right out of my past self. This is totally me. Listen, how many of those articles have we seen of, you know, from welfare to seven figure business, or, you know, from like, we've like these, this rag to riches story is everywhere. And it seems like the ante just keeps getting upped and upped too. Like it's like, what do you realize? Like, oh, wow, that was impressive that you went from this to that, that it just keeps getting, you know, the more wilder and crazy the story is, like, that's what people are looking for. And I don't have that at all. And I don't have that from my childhood. I don't have that from my career. I left a successful career. Like I don't have that crazy dramatic story of my business. And I feel pretty like ordinary pretty much every part of
That's
my
exactly
life.
How I feel.
Like I'm so boring. Like there's nothing that's like, oh wow, like I literally live in the town that I grew up in. I've lived here since I was 5 years old, and there's nothing that's this, you know, I'm not like living on some exotic island that a lot of these people who are featured in the media are, right, and traveling the world, and you know, so even people who are, you know, the moms that are home with their kids, but it's some extreme scenario there, like I don't have any of that. So you actually, Lisa, have some really interesting stories. You're way more interesting than I am in terms of the adventures that you and your family have. As I'm thinking about this, I'm like, you have some good media angles with how you do things. I am not even, I don't even have that. So this was a big fear and objection that I had. And I'm so grateful for the mentors in my life that showed me that by being more ordinary, I was actually more relatable. And that those stories, those little stories that you have, right? Like we all have those like little moments, those little moments of stories that so many people can resonate with and relate to by sharing that and by showcasing maybe those things that are not talked about or on a broad scale, that can absolutely motivate people and inspire and maybe even make more of an impact because they're relatable, right? So the media isn't always looking for sensational stories. Of course, some are, but that's not what is necessary at all in order to, you know, put yourself out there in that bigger way.
How exciting. You know, I think it's also really important to tap into what your, maybe like your close friends or family members can share with you and reflect back to you of some of those moments or stories, like those little stories you were talking about, because it's always hard to look internal or think about, well, what do I do that's so cool? Anything like that. But if you ask other people, that might spark something in you that will help you to see, oh, hey, like I could share that story and, you know, let that be something that gets me some publicity.
Exactly. Exactly. And what I've also learned too is when we start thinking about media, we think about that big story, right? Of like, yeah, that big rags to riches. So it's like, what's my big story, right? Like, I remember thinking I was a telemarketer in college, and I'm like, well, maybe say like from telemarketer to, but I'm like, at what point is it like not real, right? Like, okay, like, yes, I technically was a telemarketer, but that was a really long time ago, and technically has like nothing to do with what I'm doing now. Now, I did leave right before I started my business. I left working with my dad. I helped my dad start his business in 2004. And then I went back to working with him before I had my daughter, before we had Eleanor. And then I was there for a number of years and left to start my business. I'm like, okay, well, leaving a family business, like maybe that's something, but I still haven't told that story on the media yet. That opportunity is, I guess it's something I've actively pursued, but it hasn't organically come up either. And in fact, I've been able to get media opportunities that are much more specific to my expertise that have led more directly to growing my business. And I've also had opportunities that were not anything about my business at all, but were really cool and exciting and helped in other ways. So sometimes that like big, like we're trying to craft this perfect, like, you know, like hero story for ourselves. And we think we need to have that scripted before we go out there. But oftentimes it's just these little opportunities where we can see where we can either share a part of our expertise or a part of our story, or even just something that we have some insider knowledge on to be able to help others and start putting ourselves out there in that bigger way.
So exciting. I love that.
Go ahead. No, I'm like, well, I kind of mentioned this. I should probably elaborate that some media was good for some things and some media is good for other things, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And with that, I think it's important to think about when we're doing these things to leverage other people's platforms to grow our own authority and grow our own revenue and relationships and business. Some of it is going to lead to audience growth, right? So those are going to be those opportunities that may not even be the biggest opportunities. Those are going to be the opportunities that are the most niche, that are the most aligned with what you're actually doing in your business. So yes, maybe it's speaking to a big audience there, but likely it's speaking to a targeted audience. Mm-hmm. So those audience building opportunities are going to be speaking to that targeted audience. Now, there's other media opportunities that can be good for building your portfolio, if you will, of media. So media leads to media, right? Those opportunities may not directly lead to the audience growth or even the clients that those other more niche specific opportunities will, but they do it in an indirect way. So other media opportunities, those ones that don't directly maybe lead to that same size of audience growth or those new warm leads that are likely going to turn into customers or clients or at least get on their email list, right? Why would we go after those other opportunities if there isn't that direct correlation? For me, the way I look at it is those opportunities that don't lead directly into my sales funnels, quote unquote, if you will, right? Those ones are still good because they're great authority builders with my existing audience. And they're almost like this media resume builder. So if I was to, and you know what, Selena Sue mentioned this on her episode number 163. So if you want to hear more about this and you haven't listened to Selena Sue's episode, definitely go back and listen. But she mentioned this, like, if Oprah was looking for someone with your expertise and her team Googled you, like, what are they going to find? What is your body of work? And if there was an opportunity for me to go on the Today Show and I had never been on TV before, they're not going to put me on the Today Show, right? So those stair-stepping opportunities to show I can get in front of the camera, I can be on TV. If that is something that you ultimately want to do, you can't just go from nothing to Today Show. You need to show that you can be on TV. And you do that by starting local or local other places. So I actually haven't been on TV locally, but I was able to, I haven't actually pitched locally. This is like true confessions. And this is why I'm focused on media now. So media has been so instrumental in my growth, in the business growth, the brand growth, podcast growth, all of that, right? Over the number of years. But I know there's so much more available for me and for go-to gal. And I haven't put that focus, that time and energy to go to that next level with it. That's why I'm joining in this round of impacting millions. Like, that's why this is a focus for me now, because I know there's that opportunity there. I've had enough of a taste of it to see that like it's good, this is going to be the thing. I just need to focus with it. I haven't even pitched anywhere locally where I live, but I did have an opportunity to pitch in the DC area. And so my first real TV show that I was on, the first real time I was, and I say real because I was on in a very indirect way back in, I don't even know, 2004. I can tell you that if we have time. But with this, this was an intentional opportunity that I pitched. But what I didn't know when they invited me to come on was that Macy Gray was going to be there at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
So that was amazing. I got to see Macy, and Macy and I had a common problem. We had the same struggle, which is hilarious. So here I am, my first like real time going on TV to share some tips and a morning show. And Macy was on before me. So I'm sitting there kind of on like these like bleachers on the side of the studio watching her interview. And she's telling the story. And I, looking at her, she looked great. I never would have known anything. And she was like, well, I had packed all of my belongings in this backpack to come here. And then my shampoo exploded. And I had nothing to wear, so she had to wear the outfit she was traveling in to go on the show. And she was laughing about it. And I was trying so, like, I turned beet red and my whole body was shaking. I am one of those people that I get nervous laughter and I can't turn it off. And I'm like, oh, what are the odds? The same thing happened to me. I had the same exact problem. I had this dress that I planned on wearing, and I got in at like 10 o'clock at night. I'd come from Charlotte, actually, and I planned it where I was on my way home. I flew into the DC area, figured I'd get up the next morning, do this morning show, and then go home. And so I got in really late at night. And by the time I got to my hotel room and realized that my dress was completely ruined from, you know, hair products that just exploded in the bag. And then I had to be there the next morning at like 7:30 in the morning. I mean, there was no margin for error. I don't even think there was like a Walmart where I was. Like, there was nothing. And so I just ironed the dress that I had worn the day before traveling. Like, what else are you going to do, you know? And so I'm like, oh my goodness, what are the odds that Macy and I have the same, like, what is happening in the universe that, like, the shampoo bottles are just exploding and then they're putting us on TV in random clothes? But it was funny. In that moment, I felt much more like, okay, like, Macy's got this, I got this, like, we can do this. But that opportunity was, now I did put my title as my podcast, right? I was put a host of Go-To Gal on there, but it really wasn't, I wasn't even talking about anything related to my business. I was giving mindset tips for moms in starting the school year, because that was the angle I knew I could pitch, and that it was a time of year where TV stations were looking for tips on back to school, right? And I'm like, okay, yeah. Mindset, right? So that's applicable to this. And a morning show often isn't going to cover business. It was not directly related to my business at all, but it was a great opportunity, and it got me on air. It got me to have this really cool Macy Gray moment that I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is months later, so I share this on social, and it's a great story to share too. And months later, I found out that one of my clients had seen that, saw me share on social that I was on that show, and was like, wow, like, look at her, like, getting on TV, like, going for it. And I was selling my course, Best Month Ever. It was a $97 course, right around the same time. And she was like, I want to see what's going on here. And so she joined that course and had her best month ever, and then became a one-on-one client. So it's funny how things happen like that, right? And then later on was an affiliate for me and longtime client, like all these things. So it's funny how you get this ripple effect, right? And who knows how many other stories are like that from that one event or from all of these things cumulatively, right, that I've done. There's always those stories, but it's this totally random TV appearance that had nothing to do at all with my business, but was able to still impact my business in a different way.
That is so cool. And couldn't what me and Macy Gray have in common be a really cool angle and story to share somewhere for publicity?
I probably could. I probably could have even maximized it more, right? Oh,
that's so funny.
No, real quick, I'll tell you, just because I mentioned it. Back when I was 19, maybe 20 years old, I had gone to an event with my dad talking about this big decision. I won't even get into it because I don't want to make it a long story, but this big decision that was happening regarding a bus terminal here in Rochester, New York. And I had never been on the RTS buses before, but it was something my dad felt was important for us to go to. And we get there and there's hundreds of people in this room and everyone is putting their name down to get up and talk. And my dad was like, okay, like, put your name down. I'm like, what am I going to say about this? I don't even been on the bus. How do I have an opinion about the bus? Right. I'm like, well, put your name, you just see what other people say. And you know, and you'll come up with something.
Oh,
I owe so much to my dad. My dad is my first mentor and constantly putting me in these situations that just challenged me, right? So I put my name on the list, and of all of the people, I mean, there's probably 600 people in this room, of all the people, they call me up first. Okay. They call me up first. What are the odds of this? So they call me up first. I get up there. I don't even know. I have no idea the words that came out of my mouth. But at the time, I was a telemarketer. I was in college and working at the telemarketing company. And a lot of the people, I was a manager there, and a lot of the people on my team were taking the bus. So I was able to somehow relate a story to them, right? And just, you go from what you know, and put some pieces together. And I did it. Right. And just like, oh, okay, sigh of relief, go sit down, got it over with. Well, that night we go home, and wouldn't you know, the news that night, out of all the people that got up and spoke, they took my clip and were playing it over and over again all night long. And I was dying. But it's funny looking back, and that was one of those stories that when I was like, oh, okay, like I've been on TV before. Like, I didn't plan on being on TV.
Yeah.
Nothing about what I was talking about when I was chosen to be on TV, but I did it. And okay, like, if this can be available for 19-year-old Jack, who has no idea what she's even talking about, maybe now, as a grown woman, as a business owner and someone who has speaking experience and maybe talking about topics I want to be talking about and confident about talking about, right? I can show up on my own terms and go after these again. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about things like that. And I realized that's probably a pretty out of the box story that most people don't have, but everyone has their own strange things, right? That have happened in their past. And when you start thinking about that, even if it's not related to your business, it's like, okay, well, that's, you know, TV sometimes, not even just TV, media in general, they're not always looking for that most experty expert, right? Yeah. It's just, sometimes it's someone with a fresh idea or a different perspective or a different background. And sure, sometimes it is the rags to riches, right? But sometimes just saying something in a different way or with a different angle than it's been said before.
I love that. You've been using publicity, though, for a few years in your business now, the business you had before this. So I know, I feel like you've kind of shared why you use it, because obviously it works. But can you tell us like a little bit more about why it works and how it's helped you grow your business?
So it's interesting, because just like you had that aha of like, okay, this is what media really is, right? I had that realization some point in 2017. And what I had realized was, okay, I have been doing podcast interviews for 2.5 years now. I've had a podcast, for I started my podcast in November of 2015. So I had a podcast for a number of years, and I'd been on summits, I'd been a guest speaker. So a lot of these opportunities that I just hadn't put in that bucket of media and publicity. And, you know, I just was thinking of them as not all together. So I had those, and I actually had realized another opportunity from early in my career. I started a business. My first business was back in 2005. God, I'm so used to saying 20. My first business was back in 2005, right when I was graduating college. And it's a sticky story, so I won't get into all the details of it. But I think that actually played a part in why I avoided bigger media for a while, just totally unconsciously. And what happened is we had this new business. I had a number of partners in the business and we were really excited and we didn't waste any time in trying to get media and partnerships. And we ended up getting ourselves on the cover of the business section of the Democrat and Chronicle here in Rochester. Right. And it was exciting. And we had t-shirts with our brand name on them, the logo and everything. I designed the logo and was all excited. We had t-shirts with it on. And it was this really cool opportunity. And that opened up other doors for us in the local community. And then a few months later, everything fell apart with that business. And there was a really sticky situation. I ended up negotiating a buyout, but it was really uncomfortable and it was really a tough kind of entry into the business world. And I had a lot of, I don't even think I ever took the time to process it, but through my entrepreneurial journey now, there's been so much personal development that's paralleled my business growth. And looking back, it's like, wow, I think I had a lot of shame for like, okay, I like really went out there with this business. And then I just felt like a big failure. And because I was so loud about it and then like crashed so hard and fast, I was carrying shame around it. And so I think part of me carried that unknowingly into my business. I started in 2015 into what is now this business, but it's evolved a lot over the past 5.5 years. So I was holding myself back from those bigger opportunities. And when I realized that, it did feel like, okay, well, that's silly, right? Like, let's be proud of that 2005 Jacqueline, right. and going for it. Yeah, we're not always going to have successes, but that's okay. Like that's boring, right? And that's how we learn and grow and evolve our business. So once I really came to terms with that story and kind of rewrote that script in my head that I didn't even realize was there, that really freed me to go after bigger opportunities. So how did it help my business? Okay. So then once I was like, okay, this is available for me. I can do this. I had to really find my footing, right? So this whole concept of some of these opportunities are going to help you grow your audience and lead to clients. And some are going to help you build authority with your audience, which just like that scenario that I mentioned before could lead to clients, right? That person who's already following you, but maybe not directly lead to clients from somebody watching that morning show that day, right? That was not something that I learned in a course or someone sat down and told me before I started going after media. That was something I kind of figured out as I was doing it and realizing, okay, this is interesting. I got mentioned in this Reader's Digest article and all of these people in my life think this is the biggest deal ever and this is never going to do anything for my business, right? But it's fun and now I can put that logo on my site and it's a really great backlink. So my website itself is building authority, right? By having Reader's Digest link to me. So things like that where it's like, okay, that helps my website, that helps with, you know, maybe some logos on the site, but wow, that does make an impression with, I mean, particularly like my grandma was really impressed with that, for whatever that's worth, right? So you start to realize like, okay, so how many of those do I really need before it's, you know, probably not that worthwhile to spend your whole day, you know, getting emails from something like Harrow, Help a Reporter Out, where you're able to pitch these sites and get mentions. And sure, it can be great for backlinks, but how many of those do you need? Or it can be great to get a logo to put on your site, but how many of those do you really need, right? So it really is about being strategic and, okay, maybe some of those opportunities aren't so bad, but what are the opportunities that are going to move the needle? The opportunities for now and the opportunities for later. So for me, podcast guesting has always been something I can directly see those results from. They're going to, one, podcast listeners love listening to podcasts. We already established that because they're listening to someone else's podcast. So it's going to help grow my podcast. And those people are spending a lot of time with you, right? Right now, you're spending a lot of time listening to my stories. Now, this is my own podcast, so it's different. When you're a guest on someone else's show, that new audience is really getting to know you much more than they ever can from you just having a quote in an article, right? So you start to look at these opportunities in different ways. Like, okay, so me writing a blog for a niche site in my industry, me writing a blog post, I'm going to get that backlink. I'm going to be able to put my freebie there. And they already have a built-in audience with my ideal clients. So I'm really getting in front of that right audience there. With the podcast experiences, absolutely. I'm very intentional about the podcast that I'm on and strategic in those conversations and how I have them and where I lead people to them from, right? So that leads directly to to sales in my business. Now, I don't like to just look at stuff in terms of revenue. Mm-hmm. Like I could go through every single, you know, like, oh, this led to this and this led to this, right? So a lot of these opportunities where I'm doing something that is in my industry. So it's whether it's guest expert session, writing something, featured in an article, you know, certainly, you know, profile in Forbes or the podcast mentioned there or any of that, like all of that certainly helps, right? But it's not just about revenue. It's also about these other things. It's also about that element of authority that's going to help not just with the people who are following you, but with those other opportunities that can come, right? With maybe someone's going to read that article and then they're going to ask me to come speak at their event, which has happened, or come on their podcast and be a guest, which has happened, right? So sometimes it's building authority with those other influencers, leaders in your industry, and them seeing, oh, wow, like you're really, this is your thing and you're out there and talking about it. And I want someone to talk about that to my audience. So now you're my go-to gal, right? It's really claiming that go-to gal status on a topic. Yeah. So like, yes, it helps with your own audience. But if you don't have a big audience right now, okay, let's not worry about them. Who else is paying attention, right? Whose podcast do you want to get on? Whose event do you want to speak at? Who do you want to be jumping on Clubhouse and Rooms with? Like those people are noticing. So it really helps with that. And then with the way that I do things, it also really helps with relationship building. So every time I'm on a podcast, I'm getting to know that host of the podcast. That's a new relationship that I'm building and nurturing. And sometimes the relationship starts at that opportunity. Sometimes it starts with us being featured in an article together, or other times I'm writing an article and I'll mention the person I want to connect with in the article, and I will do all the inside secrets here. But there's things that you can do to start opening up those doors that maybe feel like you don't even have the opportunity, like someone else has to open the door for you. But when you start to really think about your own visibility as something that you have control over, I wasn't thinking this was something that needed to be said in this episode, but now that we're here, I do. And it's, I think from the outside, it seems like media is something that just happens to people. And they're the lucky, they're the chosen ones. And they have done enough hard work where they have earned it. And honestly, and people with the best of intentions, every time I have something, they're like, you work so hard, you've earned it. And I know it comes from such a good place. And it's like, well, thank you, I appreciate that. But also there are so many other people who work so hard, who have just as much right to earn something like this as I do, right? That's not how the media works necessarily. In fact, if you're always hustling with your head down behind the scenes, who's going to even know? Who's going to even know that you're there doing that to feature you somewhere? So taking this idea that media is something that just happens and starting to realize like, oh, wait, so this is something I can go after intentionally. And that doesn't make me a bad person for wanting media. In fact, I'm realizing this is something that can help my business in ways that just doing the same thing I'm always doing and working harder and longer and spending more time and years and hoping that that's going to be the thing that's one day exponentially going to grow my business, it's likely not how it's going to work, right? You need that extra element, something else in the mix there. Like, yes, do your thing, but let's make sure people outside of the people you're always talking to know how amazing you are at that thing. And so when you start to realize that these are opportunities that you can create for yourself and that you can decide to put yourself out there in this bigger way and you can build relationships and it can be fun and it can be genuine and you can be helping more people by taking that leap, that is such a game changer.
I have chills, Jacqueline. I feel like I've been such a fan of yours for a long time. Before Go-To Gal, I found you on Instagram back in those nap time hustle days. And
oh my goodness! And the juggle was real. The juggle was real days.
I've done best month ever. So, you know, now we get to work together and I just love everything you do. So it's like total fangirling over here. And I know that that happens to a lot of people, you know, probably that are listening today. And just in general, like we look to those people that we are inspired by and motivated by and feeling like, I wish I could do that someday. And I feel like you've really broken it down. And I have like three things that I'm getting out of this. Like, it's like starting small. And learning as you go is really important, but start, is that's the key word there. Opportunities are everywhere. And it may not be only revenue, like you said, or getting clients, but it's really about the authority and the relationships that you're building and being able to expand on. It's really important. And then I love what you said about this ripple effect. That's huge. And I think we sometimes underestimate what one small action that doesn't even feel like a big deal can actually turn into if we actually show up for that opportunity and do it instead of hiding, playing small and not doing anything. And I know that there are so many people out there with businesses and missions and a desire to do something big, even if it's not big and like worldly big, just something big for themselves, that are feeling like they can't do it yet because they don't have these stories. They don't have whatever it is that they feel they need before they can step into this. So I feel like you've really opened the door to a possibility that so many of us have held back on for so long. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you for reflecting that back to me. This is one of those things where I'm like, once I get going, I can just talk about this all day. I'm like, there's so many different angles to this, but I do think from the outside, it's like, okay, media, people think this is this thing that happens and then that's it. But if we're smart and intentional about how we're doing things, right? We know the types of things we can learn, right? Partnering with a mentor who's going to be able to show like, okay, these are the steps you want to take. Like, I don't have big plans for TV right now in my business, but doing TV and having some of these opportunities with TV has been important to me because I know that is something that I want available as the business grows, right? And I really struggled with, oh gosh, like, am I like, you know, should I lose weight before I get on TV? And do I need to look a certain way to get on TV? And when I reframed that to be like, okay, if one of my clients was trying to tell me that like they wanted to go on, or that they didn't want to go on TV because of their weight, like, what would I say to them, right? And I'm like, no, like, it means so much more for me to put myself out there for those opportunities to speak or get on TV or, you know, things like that, that maybe I had mindset issues around, to model that as, no, like, maybe I think people that are on TV always look a certain way because those are the people that are always on TV. Mm-hmm. But I am able to be that person on TV and model that that's not always how that person's going to look, right? Then I'm able to inspire a whole other group of women, people, just by literally being there, not even with the words that I'm saying, just by my presence and showing Absolutely. Up, I'm able to change that narrative. And that really inspired me. When you start thinking about impact and showing up in a bigger way, it's like, oh, wow, okay, there's a lot that can happen here. But I'm not a very linear or analytical person. And I know a lot of our listeners are, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's so smart. And I surround myself with people like that because that's not me. And I know, like, I need people like that around me to make sure that, you know, we run a business properly, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes when it comes to these opportunities, it's not just about, okay, like, this is my conversion and this. And we have to kind of take a step back from all those numbers and tracking and predictability and say, humans are humans. And the person who's writing that article at Forbes is a person. Mm-hmm. And the person who is, as the podcast that you want to be on, that host, is a person. And when they want to have an expert on their show on a topic, they're not going to go and research who all of the experts are on that topic and take a chance on someone, right? Yeah. They're going to, they might go to the person who has the best pitch, who got on their radar. They might go to the person in their community. They might go to the person on their team. They might go to the referral from someone in their network. There's many different ways that you can get on that person's radar outside of just pitching, right? And a really good pitch can help you get on their radar. But if you don't even pitch, if you don't even put your metaphorical hat in the ring, how are they going to know? How are they going to know that you're even there, right? So really looking at this as, okay, maybe this is not the thing that I can totally predict or measure, although there are elements of what you can do to measure. If you want to geek out on UTM and all that jazz, have at it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, do not have at it. Do not worry about it. kind of like an inside joke for a very like analytical subset of listeners. I do not do UTM codes myself. Someday maybe I will, but it's basically just a way that you can track where people who are clicking that link are coming from. So you can really geek out over the analytics of certain things that you're doing, right? So if you want to go that level of detail and analytics, you absolutely can with media, right? But there's always going to be this element of the relationships that you can't predict and you can't measure. But when you put yourself out there and you take the time to build those relationships and give back along the way too, right? So here's just, you know, a very random, maybe not random example, but I was on a web show for Yahoo Finance. This was an opportunity, I don't even know, it was a couple of years ago now. And someone who works at Yahoo Finance reached out to me. It was a new show. They actually found my podcast. And because of the podcast, invited me to come on the show. And I was not paid to be on the show. I was not paid. I did not pay them and they did not pay me. I'm like, I don't know how you say that, but both, there was no payment that took place, but it was an opportunity. And I knew I wanted to build my TV portfolio, right? I'm like, okay, well, this would be something new and different. And my brother lives in Manhattan. I love going to Manhattan for different reasons. And it's like, okay, let's try this new thing, right? Well, the cool thing about this is, okay, sure. I have another TV reel for my, you know, media reel that I'll someday put together, whatever it's called. What was cool about it, one, I really got a confidence boost from it because it was such a different type of experience than I'd had before. It was a live show and I was talking about news and you weren't going to even get the topics until that morning because it was like literally like current events and just like so outside of my comfort zone with all of that, right? And I love challenging myself in that way because it is so easy to just stay in that comfort zone. But the cool thing was, the day that I was on was right around the time, it was either the day of or just enough that it was newsworthy, that Pinterest was having their IPO. And at the time, I had a client who was doing Pinterest, who was a Pinterest manager and strategist. So during it, I was able to shout her out on the show and mention her and what she did and where I'd gotten some of that, you know, my insight into what was going on with Pinterest from. And after the show, I took the time to build a relationship with the producer who had me on at a separate time. I was in New York, we had coffee together. And after I was on the show, I actually connected her. I said, who else are you looking for this? You know, I'm connected with a lot of experts. And I was able to introduce her to a handful of other individuals who would be a good fit for the show. So I was able to help them have that opportunity. And you start to see how, okay, well, I'm putting myself out there and I'm able to help others get that visibility. I'm able to help my clients get that visibility. I'm building my portfolio with that. And who knows? I couldn't tell you a linear thing that happened of, oh, somebody watched that show and it led to this. But I know just by knowing those things that there's a huge ripple effect that happened from that experience that I'm not even fully aware of the impact of. Yeah. So it's just that trust and faith of, okay, if I'm showing up and I'm doing this, yes, some of these things I'm going to like, I'm going to be on that podcast and I'm going to see hundreds of people opting in from being on right. It. That has happened. And I'm able to track those links. But other times I'm going to put myself out there and I'm just going to trust that it's making that impact. Oh,
my heart is full. I love that.
Just you saying that too. It's sometimes when we're in the day-to-day of our business, it's really easy to just like have that day-to-day mindset. Maybe we have our numbers, goals, but we've started our business for a purpose. Like there's a reason why we're doing what we're doing. And all of our purposes for our business and our whys behind our business are going to look very different. But I think when we take that time to realign with why are we going here? Also, like once you start being able to pay your bills, it's like, why are you pushing for more? Right? Like, what is that why? Like, okay, like maybe you want to buy some more things, but like, what's your real motivator? Because at a certain point, you really need to stay connected to that to want to grow your business and want to keep showing up day after day. Because if you're not, if you could just get a job and probably be a lot easier, right? Those of us growing businesses, there's a lot that goes into it. So to really stay connected to that impact you really want to make. And when you kind of come up for air from that day to day and realize that, I think like you saying your heart is full. And I'm like, just even talking about these things reconnects me to my why and my whys, right? Of, okay, like this is about so much more than this or that. And being able to help others see that they can make that kind of impact and that they have a message to share that they already know, or maybe they're going to refine or figure out or see that there's stories that they, you know, hadn't even thought about for years that could like literally change somebody's life by sharing. Or that one, even like getting to the tactics, right? Like that one tip, that one strategic tip that can help someone, and the ripple effect that that's going to make. When we stay connected to that one, I think it just completely diminishes imposter syndrome, right? Because we're taking that spotlight off of ourselves and really shining it on the people who we're here to help and serve. And two, it just fills up the cup, right? It's like, okay, like let's get to work. Like let's do this. Right. And yes, it's helping with all these things. And I truly believe in this ripple effect phenomenon, right? And I've seen it for myself time and time again. But it does, it just adds this extra element to our work that is worthwhile, and it does pay off, but it pays off in so many more ways than just financial.
Oh, I love it. It's really about all of us winning together, growing together, and impacting together.
100%.
So good. You're incredible, Jacqueline.
Oh, you are. I'm so inspired talking to you. I'm like, okay, we need to do this more. I was thinking about doing this episode as a solo episode, but I knew that there was a lot that I wanted to share, and I wasn't quite sure how to string it all together. And I thought a conversation like this, and especially knowing where you are in your business, Lisa, and what's on your mind with, you know, maybe going after some visibility, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great conversation to have, and one that we probably could have had privately, right? But I'm so glad that we're able to share this with other people that might be thinking about these things too.
Absolutely. I can't keep it to myself, right? I need that ripple effect.
Yes. Well, Lisa, I cannot thank you enough for having this conversation with me. And I feel like this is like a walk down memory lane, like telling all these stories and whatnot. But in telling them, I feel like I'm connecting dots that I hadn't even connected before. I'm such a verbal processor. And hopefully those dots are inspiring you and anyone listening of like, okay, like this is, I can start to see how this can all look together. Now, I mentioned earlier in this conversation that I realized that I could be going bigger with what I'm doing right now. And while I'm not at that place where I was back in 2017, when I realized I was really playing small and needed to really shake things up and rethink my whole mindset and strategy and everything. While I don't think I'm playing small right now, I realize for where I am, I'm not playing big. So at every level, you're going to readjust. And I think that's an important thing to remember. And looking at, okay, I've had these opportunities, but what am I leaving on the table here, right? And what are my goals? My goals for the business, the brand, my goals for the impact I want to make, and what comes next? So throughout the years, Selena Sue has been one of my media mentors. She was one of our first people ever on the Go-To Gal podcast. And then we had her back just this year on episode 163. And she has a free video series that's out right now. When I started watching this video series, I had, first of all, full disclaimer, I already knew I was going to do Impacting Millions this year, and I already knew I was going to be an affiliate for her program. So this was not like out of the blue that I was watching. This is very straightforward. But even still, I'm like, okay, well, what's this video about? So I wasn't really expecting to feel something from it, if that makes sense. Like I already had made up my mind, like, okay, I need to be really focusing on this. But when I started watching that video, it hit me, and not in this triggering way as it had in the past. Of like in the past, I feel like I was triggered with jealousy, looking at other people in comparison, and like, oh, like why can't I be doing that? And realizing like, okay, well, because I can be doing that, and I'm not, right? It wasn't like that. It was this like feeling called to something bigger, and it was so inspiring. And I feel like I had this little spark of like, okay, I need to be going for more. And then after watching Selena, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to try to sing Hamilton because I can't actually sing, but I'm like, yes, like she's like fanning this spark into a flame. And like, really, I just felt so lit up after watching this 12-minute video. And I'm like, okay, like, yes, Selena, like you are speaking to me, like we are here for this. And if this conversation has inspired you at all, I would love for you to go through this video series with me. It is so incredible. And not just like in our conversation today, we're not just talking about like what you might have thought of as media, right? And that's exactly what Selena is talking about, is just showing up in a bigger way with visibility. And it's so inspiring. Also, when you opt in, you're going to get access to this list of over 200 different media publications and platforms. So there's podcasts in there, websites, TV shows, Go-To Gal is on there. So we're very excited and celebrating that. But you get that whole list of places that you can be pitching to. And I feel like that helps to make it so much more tangible. Like, okay, like these are some opportunities I can start going after, whether it's now or later. So if this is something you're thinking about, I would love for you to come on this journey with me in this free video series. So go to jacquelinemalone.com/Selena. We'll put that link in the show notes too. And you can, if you're going to do that, send me a DM on Instagram, because I'd love to know if you're going through the videos too, so we can chat about it together. I mentioned before, but I want to make clear, I am an affiliate for this program. I have not taken the program myself, but I'm excited to be taking it this time around. So if you do decide to join, we'll get to go through it together. And I'm also putting together a really amazing bonus. We're not announcing it yet, but I'm going to really hint to you that it's going to have something to do with that ripple effect. Going to have something to do with how can you take these visibility opportunities that come your way and put in that extra layer of intention and strategery to make sure that it is helping your business grow and your authority grow and your relationships grow and all of these things that contribute to that ripple effect. So jacquelinemalone.com/Selena. And let me know if you're in there too, because I would love to have you as an accountability buddy.
Can I just say thank you so much for listening? I don't think I say it enough, but I love that you are here. If you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've been getting value from this podcast, would you do me a quick favor? Head on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. When you leave a rating and review, it basically tells iTunes that they need to spread the word and tell more people about this podcast. And I am on a mission to get the word out. I'm so grateful for your support. We want to make sure to shout you out too. So if you do leave a rating review, keep your eyes and ears open. We will be either shouting out on the podcast or on Instagram stories.